Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Panthers Insider, wrapping things up, but doing it in style with Pitt men's basketball head coach Jeff Capel. Coach Capel, good morning.
PB, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
So, you guys are a little bit of a break here, obviously, for the holiday. You wrapped up non-conference play. What's the one thing you're most happy with your team in this first part of the season?
Well, I think how we've responded to adversity. We got off to a tough start. We lost those three games in a row, but we were able to regroup and figure out how to start winning. Winning's difficult. It doesn't just happen. And our guys have, continued to work and to come with a great attitude every day, and we've gotten better. I'm proud of how we've shared the basketball and how this team has come together. And it really looks like we're playing for each other.
If I would tell you, and you guys obviously did a heck of a job in the off season navigating the portal and high school recruiting and the mess that can be, if I would have told you you'd be second in the league and averaging 9 made threes a game, would you have believed me if I told you that 6 months ago?
Well, I would have hoped that would have been the case, because that was a point of emphasis when we tried to put together this class. Look, after last season, we knew, where we were as a program and the changes and things that needed to be done. I didn't need anyone to tell me that. I knew it. And we set about trying to do that. I got my staff together in March, really right after the season was over with, and we talked about, we need to have some wins. We need to have some wins from now until July. And that means we have to get in this portal. We have to do a good job. We have to evaluate. And we got to get a little bit lucky, too. That's what happens in recruiting. And we were able to do that. Again, shooting was a point of emphasis. It was something that we were really looking, to add to our program. And fortunately for us, our guys have made some shots.
You guys not only added shooting, but you got old really fast and seemed to have a – it wasn't necessarily maybe evident in those first couple games where things didn't go well in the second half, but – you've got this veteran leadership and poise from Nelly and Greg Elliott and Jamarius at the guard position. How valuable is that heading into league play?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge when you can add experience, especially experience in the backcourt. I've always felt that you win with really good guards. I'm not saying that because I was a pretty good guard back in my day. But I just think that, that you do. Guards have the ball. They're able to control the game. And those guys provide us with experience at that position, a lot of experience at those positions.
Talking to Jeff Capel on Panthers Insider, Coach Blake Henson was a guy, obviously, he's had a circuitous college route. He's been at two schools, which is not uncommon these days anymore. but how different of a player is he for you? And he's averaging 17-7 right now. Could you have foreseen that? And how much of a fulcrum is he kind of for your offense right now?
Yeah, that's something I didn't foresee. We thought that he would be a good player for us, and we needed him to be a good player for us. But to, you know, certainly the averages, the way he's shooting the ball from the three-point line, that's something that, you know, we did not know. I mean, he's very important for us on both sides of the ball, not just his production, Pat, but really probably more than anything, his spirit. He brings an unbelievable spirit every day to practice, and he's a young man that's grateful for the opportunity to play basketball. You know, when you haven't played for 2 years and, you know, the last year he really wasn't a part of a team, you know, sometimes you realize how much you take that for granted. And every day at practice, he's loud. He's got a great spirit, a great competitive spirit. He's an unbelievable teammate. Those are the things that have probably been more valuable, even more valuable than the production.
Last one for you, Coach, and I'll let you go. I know you got kids running around. You got probably Santa's coming to the cable house. I know that. But you look at
Federico,
and speaking of things that, you know, I remember you talking about Fede and saying, you know, developmental guy, but you're gonna give us help off the bench. Now he's starting for you, averaging 6 and 5, and that's skewed because he's played a lot more lately. I think if you look at the last 10 game split, he's probably closer to 10 and 8. What have you seen from him and his ability, not only defensively, but the energy he brings to your offense now with rim running?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, every day, man, like he comes, he's excited to work. He's excited to, you know, about the process of trying to get better. He's not afraid of that process. He embraces it. Unbelievable attitude. He's gotten better and better. And he's a guy that, you know, we didn't get a chance to have him this summer. He was one of the guys that could not be here for the second summer session. And so his growth really started at the beginning of September when we started, and it's just continued. And every week we feel like he gets better. There's something that, you know, he improves on. You mentioned his energy. He plays with incredible energy defensively with his ball screen coverages, protecting the rim for us, and then offensively with his rim running, his stuff in the dunker spot. Obviously, offensive rebounds. I mean, he's been huge for us, and we need him to continue to get better and better each week like he's done since he's been here.
Well, Coach, obviously, you guys have been on the road a lot this year, but you got a 3-game homestand coming up starting next Friday with North Carolina, then Tuesday against Virginia, 9 p.m. tip, 4 p.m. tip the following Saturday against Clemson. Have a great holiday, man. Stay healthy, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Pat. Appreciate you, man. Happy holidays.
Jeff Capel, Pitt men's basketball head coach. 3-game stretch here. The 30th, North Carolina, 12 noon tip at the Peterson Event Center. January 3rd, 9 p.m. tip Tuesday night against Virginia, who's a top 10 team in the country. And the Clemson Tigers come to town on January 7th for a 4 p.m. tip at the Pete. ACC play going to be getting into full swing. Go to PittsburghPanthers.com to get your tickets. Get to the Pete. Watch this team play. A lot of changes to the Peterson Event Center. I saw some new food outlets being put in there, doing a great job updating an already great arena. And this team is on the upswing. So, like I said, my wish for the holiday season is to see the Pete back. So get there and support this program. All right. I'm going to wrap up the show. Christmas Eve, Joel Nelson. What are the plans, Joel Nelson, for Christmas for you?
Probably snag a nap here in the afternoon, watch a bunch of
What time
of
did you get here today?
Go see my family, attend church service this evening.
What time did you get here this morning? Were you here early this morning? You don't need a nap, do you?
Maybe a small nap.
Gotcha. Appreciate you, Joel, and making this show happen. Every week, 8 to 9 a.m. on The Fan. We've been rocking and rolling since June, and it's been a blast. Panthers Insider, I think we're starting to get some traction. Try to bring great guests, great insight. We'll get more into hoops coverage. Obviously, next week I'll be coming off the trip to El Paso. We'll recap the bowl game. I'm excited for this bowl game. Obviously, we know the Panthers have some starters that are not playing. I think 9 if you count the 2 deep. But watching practice this week, some guys that are going to get some PT that I'm excited about. And they've had a great preparation for this bowl game. And Nick Patty's looked awesome in practice. I mean, I'm excited about Nick going out there and slinging it for his last time in the saddle. Fitting he does it in El Paso. Let's just hope he can stay healthy, man, and finish what he starts, because he's gotten off to great starts in the games that he's played. He's just unfortunately been tripped up by an injury or two. And I thought last year in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl, that first drive he was stellar. His first couple drives until he ran for that touchdown. And I expect him to bring a fire and competitiveness spirit to this game. There's a finality to it. This is his last time playing. And I think he's going to lay it all on the line, lay it all out there. Haven't heard much from UCLA on their roster and who's playing. Obviously, their Charbonnet, their tailback, is a pro prospect. Quarterback is a extremely mobile guy that has potential at multiple positions at the NFL, but certainly a quarterback. You know, they're an athletic team. Smaller on the defensive side, it'll be an interesting matchup in terms of how they play against Pitt and when they get in their 12 and 21 personnel groupings. We'll have a full recap of the Sun Bowl next Saturday, taking your calls. Hope everybody has just an awesome Christmas, an awesome New Year. It's been a blast doing this show. We're going to kick the New Year off in the right way as well. We'll close out December, though, next week, as always, on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you to PGT Trucking, Mac Discount, Beaver County Auto, Boss TV and Appliance. Have a wonderful Christmas, and hail to Pitt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.